Prophet Muhammad's trip to Syria. The merchants of Quraysh used to travel to Sham, modern Syria, once a year. Abu Talib had also decided to accompany them on that journey. So he chose some people to protect his nephew Muhammad during his absence. But when the caravan was about to set out, Muhammad's eyes welled with tears. The sad countenance of Muhammad raised such a storm in Abu Talib's heart that he felt obliged to take him along with himself. The journey was undertaken when Muhammad was 12 years old. He passed through Madian, Wadi al-Qara, and smooth lands. The Quraysh caravan was still some way from its destination when they reached a monastery run by a monk called Buhayra in a place called Basri. Buhayra was a Christian monk who worshipped God in his monastery and was held in respect by all Christians. The commercial caravans went to Basri for his benedictions. Buhayra's deep and mysterious gaze at Muhammad indicated that some secret lurked in his heart. For a few minutes he kept staring at Muhammad, and then he broke his silence and asked, "Who does this boy belong to?" "He belongs to Abu Talib, yes, to him." "Yes, he is my nephew," said Abu Talib. "Oh, Abu Talib, bear in mind that this child has a bright future. He is the very prophet whose great success has been heralded in our holy books. Yes, he is the same prophet whose name, the name of his father, along with the names of his relatives, I have read in the holy books. I also know where he hails from and how his religion would spread in the world. But you must keep him away from the Jews, because if they come to know about him, they will surely kill him."